Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Clerk will note the roll. The quorum is present. Representative Doubt moves the minutes from Tuesday, March 6, 2012. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. First item up for business is the proposed calendar for Thursday, March 15th, that you'll find in your packets. I will move the proposed calendar for Thursday, March 15th, 2012. Is there any discussion? No discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. Next item up for business is resolution on House Rules 1.21, 1.22, and 3.14. Those should be in your packets. This deals with the session deadlines. Is there any discussion on that? Yes, Representative Breiner.
Mr. Chair, would you please speak to each of these and what the intent is in setting the date for the waiver?
Sure. This is something that's done every legislative session, and it allows the body to move quicker with the postings as the session moves along. 1.21 is calendar, 1.22 is fiscal, and 3.14 is reconsider. So these are brought up every year. We're sort of within, I believe we're week 6 or 7 of 10. And so we're kind of getting to that time where we need to move things along faster. Historically, that's where we are. So that's the purpose for moving it forward. Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So 1.22, that allows you to put on the fiscal calendar with just, 4 hours now?
I believe it is, yes, sir.
Okay, instead of 24 hours. Okay. And then under 3.14, typically, at least in the odd numbers years, it's the fifth Monday preceding the last Monday that the House can meet. And what we've heard in the past is April 30th is kind of the goal for the session, which would put this out, that would be around March 22nd that we would typically put this in place. Is there a plan to, I guess my question, is there a plan to adjourn earlier than that? And what's the, this kind of calls into question where we're going to.
Sure. I believe the way it's stated is on or before. And we are taking up, I believe the deadlines are generally moved all at the same time. So we're in a little bit of an odd situation because of a 10-week session in the even year. So that's the purpose for moving it forward. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be out of here any sooner or later than otherwise would have been anticipated. And for my purposes, I think the sooner we can get it right, the sooner it is that we can get out of here.
Okay, and Mr. Chair. So
I
take from your answer that we don't have any, that there's no new information then about when we may be adjourning, and that April 30th time, I've heard in public statements in other contexts from leadership in the House and the Senate, early March adjournment, mid-March, or early April adjournment, mid-April adjournment. Any guidance you can give to us on that? Is that April 30th date changing?
The date, when I'm asked about it, they say my answer is when we get it right, and the sooner the better. So that's my answer. Further discussion? Seeing none, I'll move the R4 resolution. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
There you go.